Hello, everyone. I am going to do handling the holidays. I just want to be very honest. I did this live this morning and I messed up the recording. I forgot to start it because I have a brand new device. I'm on vacation and I decided, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to re-record it. Second time, probably going to be the best time. So we're going to go through handling the holidays. And here's what I'm going to do. Give you a few announcements, a few successes, and then four big things to think about in order to have the holidays like a boss. All right. So number one, first thing I want everybody to do when you're listening to this is to make sure that you go to your NoBSWomen.com webpage. I want you to go to the membership site and want you to check out the new Building the You of 2022 page. If you haven't heard, we have an amazing workshop to kick off 2022 for every single member of NoBS. It is included in your membership. It is a full day experience. It's January 2nd, 10 a.m. Central Time to 5 p.m. Central Time. We will take a quick lunch break. There will be things like success stories that day. We will go through setting a goal together. We will go through not just setting a goal, but setting a goal that really describes the person you want to be. Not just like, here's how much weight I'm going to lose in 90 days. No, it is about, here's how much weight I'd like to lose in 90 days. And at the end of the 90 days, this is the person that I want to be also. Like, nobody needs to keep trying to lose just weight. We have to lose the version of us that's no longer good enough. Like, at the end of 90 days, not only would I like to have lost, say, 8 pounds, I'd also like to have lost my fear around food. I would also like to have gained some perspective on the people I love in my life. I would like to have lost my self-loathing first thing in the morning. Those are the things that we have to focus on. So this workshop, Building the You of 2022, is going to be about identifying your real goal. I'm going to teach you how to love the process. I'm going to teach you how to set your do goals so that you know exactly what you need to do each day in the micro ways. I'm also going to be teaching you how to anticipate obstacles and think through them differently and overcome them. We're also going to do a lot of work on creating success. So, like, how do I identify when I'm succeeding more than identifying what's still not right, what's not good enough? We're going to be doing all of that all day. So it's included in your membership. You do not have to sign up. But you can go to the website now and you can look at the Building the You of 2022 page. It's up and it's ready for you. There's a cool little intro video. And then there's all kinds of other things we're going to be doing in December to get you ready for that workshop. If you can't attend live, it's okay. We will also be putting it into replays because what I'm going to want you to do is about once every 3 months, I'd like for you to revisit some of the lessons, do the workbook again. Think about where you're at in that part of your journey. Look ahead for the next 90 days. Assess what you learned. It's going to be a great resource for all of you that you can do with accountability groups, you can do on your own. The next thing is on Saturday at 10 a.m., on November 27th, 10 a.m. Central Time, Coach Heather will be leading the monthly planning and assessment call. This is a great call for you to come to take a look back at what worked in November, what you want to level up that you learned from November, and then how to look ahead and plan for December when we are all going to be laying down some foundational habits that are going to help us in 2022. Also, a lot of people have been talking about how this time of year is tough because of grief. We have a grief specialist coming in on Thursday, December 16th at 6 p.m. Central Time. Jennifer Levin is a traumatic grief coach that we've asked to come in to help some of you who have, this is your first holiday without some of your loved ones, or maybe you had a loved one pass during the holidays and the holidays tend to be hard for you. So we are bringing her in. And then we've also created a new Handling the Holidays drop down on the menu on the website. So if you go to the website and you look for Handling the Holidays, we have collected all of the calls that involve eating on the road, grief. We have a lot of our calls last year from COVID. We have a lot of calls just around eating, all kinds of stuff. So if you need any kind of boost in motivation, you might want to check that out so that you can get some help on, you know, specific areas that you need help with during the holidays. We want to celebrate some members. We had 46 members of NoBS join the Queen's Club in the last 2 weeks, and we had 7 people who have now officially lost over 100 pounds just in the past 2 weeks. It is amazing to me that 7 of you broke the 100-pound mark in the last 2 weeks. So if you see these people inside the Facebook group, please make sure that you're cheering them along, that you ask them, hey, what worked for you? So one of the things that we do when we have our members join the Century Club Award, we ask them what worked for them. And so Elizabeth said, if I have to pick one thing that made the biggest difference in my weight loss journey, she said, planning and assessing every day did it. I never missed a day in 2 years because I made the process of planning and assessing a habit. And I also made it my best friend. All of you can do that. If planning doesn't feel good, it's because you don't have feel-good thoughts about it. So thinking about your planning in a way, it's like, I like to always think about my planning as, this is how I help myself each day. This is how I make my food decisions more clear so that I'm not guessing in the moment, so that I'm not sitting there just eating exactly what I emotionally want. I'm actually eating what I really want when I'm considering how I feel for the day plus my goals. This is how I make my life easier. This is how I unlearn beating myself up and learn how to improve a little bit each day. So when you talk about the process, like what we're going to do in the Becoming or Building the You of 2022 workshop, when you talk about the process in a loving way, guess what? You'll want to do the process. If you talk about the process like it's a beast, it sucks, it's time consuming, it's hard, don't be confused. Be like, I just don't understand why I'm not planning. I got a real shitty relationship with it. I talk about it like an asshole, beat myself up over it. Why am I not motivated to get it done? Because of how you describe it to yourself and what you allow yourself to keep thinking. That is always it. Anything in your life that feels hard, it's because it's like, where's my hard language? Where is my mind going that makes it feel so hard? For all of you, if you'll just start, like with the holidays and everything in life, if you'll just start recognizing when you're using hard language and then tell yourself, this is why it feels hard when I describe it this way. So if I wanted it to feel a little easier, what else could I be thinking in this moment? That's just a simple way for you to start opening up to your brain. There are other ways to think about things. And then we have a couple of quotes from some of our newest Queen's Club members. Number one, Meg, for the first time in 60 years, I have a healthy relationship with food and myself. Being a NoBS woman has changed my life. And then we also had someone in the Queen's Club get, can I just, the 3 words that changes everything for everyone, can I just, tattooed on her arm. And this is how I want to kick off talking about the holidays. So let's talk a little bit about traveling like a boss. So I'm on the road. I've been on the road now for a few days, and I won't be going home until the end of the week. We had no clue as to where we would be eating the whole time. I went into this holiday thinking one core thought. I know how to eat on the road. Like, I allowed myself to just believe that. What I didn't allow myself to do is what we call bullshit thoughts, which is, it'll be hard. There'll be a lot of tempting foods. I'm not going to really know where we're going to go eat. Like, I just kept telling myself, anytime something like that comes up, the first thing that I did was just remind myself, yeah, but it doesn't matter if you don't know where you're going. Yeah, but it doesn't matter if you don't know what's on the menu. Yeah, but it doesn't matter if you're out of your routine because you know how to eat. You know if you're hungry, and you're really good at practicing stopping at enough. And that's all you got to be able to do. That's it. Simple as that. I also knew that each day I would either go for a walk. Last I checked, most of us go places where there's at least a road. I knew that if I didn't want to go for a walk, I would find a hotel gym
I didn't want to do that. I have apps. So if I wanted to just do some yoga, I could do some yoga. If I couldn't even, if I didn't own an app, the YouTube is available with all kinds of body weight workouts, at home yoga, anything. If I wanted to be active, I could be active. If I want to eat in a way that maintains my weight, all I'd have to do is think about what can I do with this meal to make it easy to maintain my weight? For a lot of you, what can I do in this meal to make it to where I lose weight this holiday season, where I build a great relationship with food? Like, thinking about those things is everything. So here are your four steps to traveling like a boss. Number one is you have to adjust your thinking. A lot of you want all the tips and tricks on how to eat less, what to avoid, what to, like, well, what is on your protocol? What is, like, blah, 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 blah. It won't matter if you got a shitty ass mindset. So number one, always, 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 as an obese woman, you got to get your mindset straight. So the first thing you do is you check in with your bullshit thoughts and you debunk them. So one of the things I want you to think about with your brain is that it is like a computer. So what ends up happening is it is just going to throw up thoughts. Some of them, just like a computer, need a squiggly line. I think you got a typo. Sometimes you are going to have to use your reasoning brain to, like, when your brain throws up something, you're going to have to do a little pop-up. Did you mean this? I want you to think about your brain that way. Your brain's job is not to sit around and have pure thoughts all the time. It's your brain's job is not even to cheerlead you. Your brain's job literally is to figure out how to keep you doing the same old shit that you always do. And it's also your brain's job, like, to keep you safe. And in order to keep you safe, it scans the world to see what's wrong first. It wants to know what's wrong before it wants to know what's right. That's your habit brain's job. So cut it some slack. It's not broken. It's not being mean. It ain't being an asshole. It's not preventing you from having the life you want or having the relationship with food you want or from weight loss. It's just operating. And most of you just need that thought about your brain. My brain's just operating when it offers up its bullshit. But it's not a problem. Because you also have another side of your brain. It's called the reasoning brain. And it gets to show you your typos, your thought errors. It gets to come up with your, like, did you mean this, Corinne? Like, when you thought it would be hard to go out to eat, did you actually mean you know what you're doing when you go out to eat? Did you actually mean all you need to do is wait for hunger? Did you actually mean it's not that hard? You know the things that you love and you know the things that aren't worth it. That's all you got to do. That's literally it. So some of the most common bullshit thoughts that come up during the holidays are the airport and gas stations are full of junk food. That's a thought. That's not a fact. You know what the airport and gas stations are full of? Food options. And you know what else? You're a smart ass woman. You can navigate an airport and you can navigate a gas station and figure out what will work for you. If you allow your brain to think, I'm smart, I'm capable, I'm learning, I'm getting this. I understand that sometimes I think it's hard, but what I'm really starting to understand is that there are just choices and I get to make them. Like, you get to think about it all that way. Next. I don't know what is going to be served when I get there. Who gives a fuck? It does not matter what's being served. Do you know what you do know? Hey, when I get there, they're going to serve some food, and I bet I know when I'm hungry, and I bet I know when I've had enough. I'm going to get me some water when I first walk in the door. I'm just going to ask the hostess, hey, what are we having? Here's what I'm not going to do. I'm going to fast on making up bullshit problems for myself. Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to tell myself, I'll figure it out. I don't need to know what's being served in order to serve myself at a high level. Thousand things you can think other than sitting around whining about what you don't know and what you're not in control of. Next, my family doesn't like to plan in advance.
So the fuck what? Again, who cares?
My family don't plan in advance either. My boys don't plan jack fucking shit. Do you know what I do? I tell myself, it doesn't matter if we plan in advance. You know what matters? Do I know the foods that I let myself eat? Like, when I go to a restaurant, I don't allow myself to eat out of the bread basket. You know why? I'd rather have wine. I'd rather have french fries. I know foods that I like. Like, if there's going to be, I'd rather tortilla chips than bread. Like, think about it. There are just some things like, it's a no. Just like, I rarely do appetizers unless I just order an appetizer for myself for dinner. So last night, we took my entire family out to dinner. My mom and my sister-in-law, they're cooking Thanksgiving. And we said, hey, this was the first day that we got into this part of the state. I'm in Florida. And I said, we're taking y'all all out to dinner. This will be our Thanksgiving contribution. So this will be like our version of the Thanksgiving meal. And then they're going to cook. I'd never been to this restaurant before I walked in. I had no fucking clue. What was at that restaurant? I hadn't even looked it up. That morning when I had ate a meal that was heavy. It had a lot of avocado. I had eggs. It was just like, it was one of those meals that sticks to your bones. So when we were having dinner, and we had ate kind of late, it was like, I don't know, 11 or 12 o'clock. And we were having dinner at 5:30. And I knew that I was just a little bit hungry, but I wasn't like meal hungry. And so I was like, can I just order an appetizer and a side dish? And I could. And when they brought out the bread, I'm like, I don't eat out of bread baskets. I gave up bread baskets a long time ago. It is not because bread is bad for you. And it's not because I'm a carb phobe. It's because it's very rare that bread in a basket that's free is ever worth VIP space, as Coach Heather says, in my stomach. Now, if you love that stuff, go for it. But I knew for me, here's what was worth it. I was going to have wine. Totally worth it. So it's just like sitting there thinking like, can I just? But it all comes from a belief of, I do not need to know the plan in advance because I can always figure out a way to make food work for me. And I know that the food that's being served is never the problem. It doesn't matter what's being served. What matters is, am I conscious when I'm eating? Am I paying attention? Do I tell myself, here's what we're not going to have. Fuck it eating. Like, if I'm going to say no to myself, it'd be no to fuck it eating. So it's like, if you want to be deprived of the right things. Deprive yourself of bullshit thinking. Deprive yourself of bullshit food that you'll never remember and you'll never care about 10 minutes from now, 10 days from now, 10 months from now. The next one, my day is too unstructured. No, it's not. You don't need to know everything. You just need to know the right things. Like, am I going to eat today when I'm not hungry? Am I going to go find me some water? Am I going to make the best out of my day? Am I going to let myself be happy and not judge me or others today? We can do all that. That's all the structure you need. And that takes care of a lot of bullshit. Next, I'm going to get super hungry in the morning and overeat during the main meal. Here's my big tip. I tell myself all the time, I ain't got to earn my Thanksgiving. I ain't got to starve for it. I ain't got to deprive for it. I ain't got to do no bullshit annex for it. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to get up in the morning and I'm going to eat my breakfast. Now, I personally like to eat to full on Thanksgiving. And I know I'm going to eat to full. And I'm going to have me some strawberry pie. I've been looking forward to it. I can't wait. It's going to be amazing. It's going to be exciting. My problem when I was overweight was never that I got excited about Thanksgiving, that I planned it deliberately, that I woke up in the morning and ate breakfast because my body was hungry, primed my pump, so I didn't sit there all day long thinking, well, I can't eat because, you know, we're going to have Thanksgiving. No, I never, like, those years, that was a problem. That was me acting like food was a problem in my life. I know food's not the problem. Do you know what I do know? That when I ask myself good questions, I get good results with food. Like, can I just leave a bite behind? I'm going to eat to full and I won't be feeling bad about it. I'm going to eat breakfast because when my body's hungry, I like to feed it. So it never feels like it's being deprived or starved or that it has to earn food. It doesn't have to earn anything. So a lot of times for me on Thanksgiving, like I'll go ahead and eat breakfast and I'll eat like a lighter breakfast than I normally will. I'll eat a little bit lighter than lunch, not to earn food, but just to make sure that I'm good and hungry when I get to Thanksgiving. Because I'm going to want to eat to full. If I go in pretty close to full already, I just, like, my thing is, I don't want to be uncomfortable. Like, I don't want to be burping. I don't want to be, like, sitting around, not able to be in my body. So I prime the pump all day long, and I feed my body when it's hungry. And I stop at, like, very close to satisfied. And then at Thanksgiving, I just eat. And I don't sit there and say, fuck it. And I don't sit there and think I shouldn't be eating this. I sit there and tell myself, you plan for this. Eat until you feel good in your body. And then just be done. Make it that simple. Like, and I just tell myself, make it that simple. If you notice, so much of all of this is about what you tell yourself. It's not about what you do. What you do will be a byproduct of what you tell yourself. All right. So number one is you got to check in with your holiday bullshit thinking and you got to autocorrect it. You got to choose your pop-ups. You got to be like, is this what you meant? Like, I know you said it this way, brain, but I think what you really mean is this. Number two, review where you are and level up one opportunity at a time. What I like to do is I like to think about, like, what's been going on this week? So with me, with travel, one of the things I realized is that I've sucked at water this week and that I need to get back on tap with that. So this morning I sent Chris out and I said, go find us water and bring a bunch back to the hotel room so that I drink water all day. I don't want to spend the rest of the week dehydrated. And that was my big level up. This morning I did a can I just when I worked out. I had lifted upper body and I lifted for about 20 minutes. And I thought, there's a Peloton. Can I just pick my favorite instructor and a 30-minute class of his? And after I do 10 or 15 minutes, if I don't want to do anymore, I don't have to, and just see what happens. And then I just ended up doing the whole class because I allowed myself to just do a can I just. If I'd been thinking like, well, it's either 30 minutes or nothing, I would have negotiated, I would have debated, and I may or may not have ridden. And that's the thing. I might have just not done it at all. And if I did ride, I would have done it in a way where I was being forceful. Here's what I don't want to do with workouts. I don't want to be consistent with workouts because I beat myself into them. I want to be consistent with workouts because I love them. And I know how to talk to myself to motivate myself. That's the habit that I want with exercise. It's not so much about the exercise. It's about the relationship with it. So you want to make sure that you're looking for your level up opportunities this week. For a lot of you, it's like asking yourself, what is in my control this week? What you put in your mouth will be in your control this week. You might have some shitty thoughts about it, but it will always just remind yourself, what I eat and how much, that is in my control. Food can't hop into my mouth. Food has no power unless I have some shitty thoughts that give it power. That's the only time when you feel out of control comes from a feeling. And that comes from a thought. So find the thought that is generating that energy. And then figure out, it's like, all right, if I want to be in control in this moment, what could I think? Food doesn't hop in my mouth. This food has no power. It just feels like it. You have control over the responses that you have to people, what you will and will not say, You have control over what you expect out of others. Are you going into your holiday loaded for bear with expectations of how other people should act and what you think they should say to you in order for you to feel good? One thing I would love for all of you to do is to, if you're going into the holidays expecting people that never change, like, I just wish they would say, well, if they would just do this, I want you to figure out, where are you doing that ahead of time on paper in your journal? And then I want you to challenge yourself to look at it and say, like, all right, what I'm really wanting is not for them to say this. What I'm really wanting is that when they say or do this, I will now think what? They love me. I'm worthy. I'm good enough. And when I think those things, I'll feel. That is why we want other people to act and do and say certain things. It's never that we want them to do that. It's we want the feeling that will come with it. Now, we'll be, if you haven't checked out camp yet in March, it's all about relationships, and I will be going deep into all of this. But what you need to know for the holidays is that anything you wish someone would say or do, you need to ask yourself, if they did it, what would I allow myself to now think and feel? Because that's all I really want. And I can do that without them saying or doing those things. Like if you, like, let's say you're cooking a big meal and every year you've got a family that just eats and nobody ever says thank you. And every year you're just like, they would just say thank you. Because if everybody would say thank you, then I would think I did a good job. I would think they love me. What if you just did this? What if you just decided to go in, cook the meal, thinking, I always do a good job. Even when they don't say it, I know they love me. Then you get to feel better without anybody having to change for you. That's in your control. And understanding that is key. You've got to understand that. Otherwise, you're going to spend your life trying and expecting people who, it's not their natural tendency to talk to you the way that you would love. It goes against their grain. Maybe it makes them uncomfortable. Maybe they don't even know how. Maybe their emotional capacity is just got a big wall. But when you keep expecting them to be someone that they're not, you're the one that gets hurt over and over again. And just knowing the only reason why we want people to say and do things, it's usually, I want you to say and do things that I don't currently believe about myself. Well, your work isn't to go and figure out how to tell other people how to show up for you. Your work is to recognize that piece of you and be like, oh, I've got to learn to do that for me. Like, I need to tell myself these things. You also are in control of your decisions and where you let your brain focus and where you let it stay. If you catch yourself worrying, you're in control of breaking the worry cycle. You can catch yourself regretting or wishing. You're in control of your mind. You can stop it. You can say, like, I don't regret anything anymore. Never serves a purpose. Don't worry. Nothing good ever comes out of worry. Nothing ever changes ever comes out of worry. Number three, plan ahead where you can and set intentions about your approach where you can. So some of the things that you can do, these are some actionable things. You can decide how many drinks you're going to have. You can always decide if you're going to eat appetizers or not. You can decide if you're a dessert person or not, what desserts are worth it. You can decide what side items are worth it, which ones aren't. You can decide if you're the kind of person that's going to graze or not beforehand. You can decide if you're going to catch yourself in the middle of grazing and what's going to be the thing that you're going to do. Are you going to say, like, oh, every time I catch myself grazing, every time I catch myself and grab out some little food, I'm going to tell myself, just put it down. I'm glad you caught it. I'm glad you're stopping. It's good that you're starting to see this. You can also bring some food when you're traveling. We pack snacks, protein bars. The boys, Logan likes like Cheez-Its and things like that. Chris loves nuts. He always has cashews. He always has almonds. A lot of times I bring a protein bar. Sometimes I eat some of his almonds. We just bring a few things. Sometimes I bring an apple. Just depends. Like, I just try to bring easy things that'll travel. You can also plan ahead to incorporate a little bit more sleep and a little bit more water during your holidays and your travels. I've been trying to prioritize sleep. I've been trying to get like about an extra hour in a day just because I know traveling is just harder on me, wears me out. I get a little tired. And I've been planning to get more water. I made sure Chris went out and got us some today. And then also you can plan to leave white space between your food. So as you're serving yourself dishes, leave white space on the plate. It helps you. It's a little bitty trick. It just serves a little less without you really missing it. And then the last thing is make your return home routine easy as fuck. And what that means is deciding ahead of time, like, this is how I'm going to talk to myself when I get home. Like, are you going to allow yourself regret and worry? Let's say you overeat a little bit. Let's say you have, like, say you make plans and you don't exactly follow through. When you get home, are you going to find your successes and applaud yourself and be like, here are the things you did right. Here are the things next time we want to learn from, try something different. Or are you going to go home beating yourself up? Acting like you're a screw up and that you'll never lose weight. What kind of conversation will you allow? If you want to deprive yourself of something, deprive yourself of self-loathing, judgment, and harsh talk. Make a doable reentry plan. So figure out, when I get home, here's the foods I'm going to eat. Here's the foods. Like, I used to always, when we would come back from travel, I would drop the boys off at home. First thing I did was go to the grocery store. Now we just order a shipped. On the way home, Chris will drive us from the airport. I'll place a shipped order. Our groceries will get delivered to us. I'll order some bagged salad, rotisserie chicken, because I can like easily debone a rotisserie chicken and then have chicken for salad. I can order cans of chickpeas. I can order cheese. I just keep it real simple. We don't do anything overly complicated. I'll get some of the boys' frozen dinners that they love and get packets of guacamole, baby carrots, anything that's pre-prepped. Logan likes sushi. I can grab some sushi. I'll order fruit. We will just have easy things. We also will plan if we're going to order out, we'll plan what kind of restaurants. So like easy wins for us is always like Subway. Subway does the family good. We order Subway a lot. I love a foot long veggie with cheese and mayo with some chips. All the vegetables. I always feel like it's a really good way to get in a lot of vegetables after a trip. We like to do Mexican a lot. And I'll order like fajitas. And that will last me like for three meals. I'll just get it and I'll divide it up into three different meals. So like ordering like that. And then telling yourself, it's okay if we do some takeout. It's okay if we do leftovers. It's okay if we do this stuff. Like, what am I, like, to lose weight, how can I set it up to be easy on myself? How can I set it up to where, like, I can easily have some foods in the house that make it quick? Like soups, canned soups are a good idea. We do all kinds of things. For those of you celebrating Hanukkah, please make sure that you remember what the feast is all about. And this is for all of us. And we tend to do this with the holidays. We make it so about the food that we totally forget there's more to it. I think the food is important. And we do talk about it a lot. And we do plan for a lot. But spend some time thinking about, what is it about this holiday that's not about the food? The reason why I celebrate it. The reason why I enjoy it. The reason why I want to be around friends, why I want to be around family. So just be thinking about all of those things. And if you don't have friends and family, you're not celebrating the holidays, what is going to be your agreements? What's going to be the bullshit you're not going to tell yourself? What's going to be the things that you plan for you? There's no reason. If you don't celebrate these holidays, there's no reason why you can't spend the day celebrating yourself. It's a great gift to give yourself. How can you use the holidays when you don't celebrate them as a way to build a better relationship with you, to celebrate you? This is the best holiday ever. All right. And I know that there's a lot of you out there who are not celebrating the holidays. Fun fact, we now have No BS Women in 47 different countries around the world. So whatever your traditions are, whatever you celebrate, and if you're not celebrating, the end of the day, just remember, you get to create your own traditions with you. You get to celebrate yourself every day. Every day could be special if you wanted it to be. All right. That is it. I hope all of you get a lot out of this. If you do, and you have tips, or you something really resonated with you, please take it to the Facebook group and post what you got out of this. And if anything's confusing or you have questions, take it to Ask Coaches. Let the coaches help you through some of this stuff. Let them work with you on some of these things. It's never too late to figure out your mindset. All right. Have a good one. Bye-bye.